Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The governor of Illinois and the mayor of Chicago filed a lawsuit seeking to block the Trump administration from sending hundreds of National Guard troops to Chicago. The president says Chicago and Portland, Oregon are cities that need federal troops, but a federal judge in Oregon blocked the planned deployment to Portland. ABC's Alex Mallon has more on that decision from the Trump-appointed judge.
She really pieces apart the administration's justification for sending in the National Guard. She said that they're, you know, the events that they cited that basically justifying them sending in these National Guard troops, she says that they were not, you know, giving just explanation for doing that.
These issues could wind up at the U.S. Supreme Court, which opens its new term today. It's day six of the government shutdown, and the Senate returns this afternoon, but there's no sign of movement on the standoff that's shut down the government, and indirect talks are underway between Israel and Hamas in Egypt. This is ABC News. It's not even Halloween, but some shoppers already have ways to prepare for Christmas.
What started out as Prime Day 10 years ago has turned into two major shopping events each year. And this week, data analyst Adobe expect the October Prime event to spend about $9 billion online between October 7th and 8th. If that holds, it would be a 6.2% increase over last year. Adobe expects the Buy Now, Pay Later programs to drive $723 million alone in online spending, up 8% from last year. And shopping on your phone is expected to account for half of all spending during Prime Days. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Two Americans, Mary Brunkow and Fred Ramsdell, are among three scientists awarded this year's Nobel Prize in Medicine for their work on immune systems. The three will split nearly $1.2 million in prize money. The third scientist, Dr. Shimon Sakaguchi, is Japanese. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
At AdventHelp, we believe wholeness isn't any one feeling. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at AdventHelp.com/human spirit.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies heading into your Monday afternoon. Don't be shocked to see a few sprinkles on the windshield. Otherwise, a north breeze and mid-60s. We'll see gradual clearing in the overnight, near 40 for the low, sunshine, upper 60s Tuesday. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 53 at our studios.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Tad Allen. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss might not run for office next year. Speaking on WISN-TV's Up Front, the Rochester Republican says he's not entirely decided. Voss says he's excited to work with the governor other than Tony Evers, but that he'll make a decision in January of next year. At least four members of Congress from Wisconsin are among those foregoing pay during the federal government's partial shutdown. House Republican Representatives Glenn Grothman, Tony Weed, and Brian Stahl have joined Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin in asking for their pay to be held back. And the Appleton Common Council approves a truancy ordinance designed for students who've missed 10% of required school days. Proponents believe the ordinance can get students back on track to graduate. It's scheduled to begin November 1st and will be reviewed after a four-semester trial period. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
At Compere Home, we know the way to finance your construction project. From traditional builds to unique rural homes like barn dominiums. With single-close construction loans and long-term fixed rates, we make financing simple and steady. Qualified clients even have the option to serve as their own general contractor if desired. Call 833-759-4726 or visit CompureHome.com today. We're Compure Home, and we know the way. Compure Home is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 619731. We know the feeling. When you close your eyes, you're there. Wide open spaces, fresh air, the home you've been dreaming of. We also know there's uncertainty. Between you and your destination, there's the unknown. But at Compure Home, we've been helping neighbors like you finance rural homes for decades. Call 833-759-4726 or visit CompureHome.com today. We're Compure Home, and we know the way. Compure Home is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 619731.
Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durant has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. When you need bait or tackle, visit Ryan's Sports Shop, making hunting, fishing, and enjoying the great outdoors fun since 2006, downtown Durant.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, 24/7, and West Wisconsin Telecom. Numbers are us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West Durand, and Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. One person is facing numerous drug charges after a drug bust in Durand on Thursday. According to Durand Police, officers with assistance from the West Central Narcotic Task Force executed a residential search warrant at 208 West Main Street, Apartment 2, and found 60 grams of cocaine, 31 grams of ecstasy, along with anabolic steroids, methamphetamine, and other drugs. 45-year-old George Paquette of Durand was arrested on multiple charges and is currently being held at the Pepin County Jail. Two people were injured in a two-vehicle accident on Highway 93 in the city of Arcadia on Sunday. According to the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department, a car traveling westbound on Blanchenko Avenue collided with a truck pulling a gravity box that was traveling southbound on Highway 93. The driver of the car was extricated from the vehicle, then med-flighted to Gunderson Hospital in La Crosse, while a passenger in the truck was taken to an Eau Claire hospital. Eau Claire police have identified the suspect and the victim who died in a fiery crash Wednesday. The victim is 35-year-old Jack Ritchie of Eau Claire. The suspect, 27-year-old Anthony Ryers, is in jail, charged with homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle and fleeing an officer. That all happened Wednesday morning at around 3 a.m. Police say Reyes was speeding with his headlights off, driving recklessly, and then hitting another car, which burst into flames. Ritchie was pronounced dead at the scene. Candidates for Congress in northern Wisconsin are staking out their positions. 7th District Representative Tom Tiffany is running for governor, and Jesse Eben is the first Republican in the race. Eben says she is, quote, a Trump Republican who wants to, quote, provide President Trump the reinforcement he needs to get the agenda done to make America great again, unquote. Democrat Fred Clark says he's been spurred to run by what he sees in Washington, namely, quote, a Congress that has just failed in their most basic responsibilities to serve as a co-equal branch of government, unquote. Clark served with Tiffany when both were in the state assembly and will face Chris Armstrong in a Democratic primary. Eben ran for Congress in the 3rd District in 2020, losing to Derek Van Orden in the Republican primary. She and her family have since moved into Tiffany's district. You're listening to WRDN News.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Have you ever worried about what would happen if you or a loved one needed help but couldn't reach a phone? Help is just a push button away with 24-7 in West Wisconsin Telecom's medical alert systems. Installed by professionals, you're guaranteed to stay connected 24-7. New technologies follow seniors' activity and don't even require you to be wearing a device. You can be confident your family is safe with fast response times and a variety of sensors. Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Visit wwt.net/medical or call 231-2000.
No one was injured when a semi caught fire on Highway 95 in the town of Glencoe Friday. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, the semi was traveling eastbound on Highway 95 near Juice Valley Road, lost control, and entered the eastbound ditch and caught fire. Both the tractor and trailer were fully engulfed, and Highway 95 was closed for several hours while crews conducted cleanup and removal of the semi and trailer. The Aging and Disability Resource Center of Buffalo and Pepin Counties will be holding a public hearing on an application for a 2026 Specialized Transportation Program for Counties grant to provide transportation services for seniors and individuals with disabilities in Buffalo and Pepin Counties on Tuesday. Now, the public hearings, again, will be Tuesday from 11 to 12 at Beth's Twin Bluffs Cafe in Nelson, and from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Pepin Public Library. Feedback on the grant application will be accepted until November 1st. Residents in the city of Eau Claire may notice an influx of law enforcement officers this week. Eau Claire is playing host to the Wisconsin Law Enforcement Canine Handler Association's 2025 conference. Now, canine handlers and their working dogs from around the state will be training at over a dozen sites throughout the Eau Claire area. October is Cybersecurity Month, and Wisconsin Consumer Protection wants you to check if all your important files are backed up. Administrator Michelle Reinen says you can use either a cloud system or buy a physical hard drive to store those files. Your phone or device might already offer those cloud backups through onboard programs like Google Drive, OneDrive, or iCloud. Reinen says if you're using cloud storage, be sure to keep your account secure, or else you could still lose the access to your files. Good options for physical backups are solid-state drives that you can plug into your device to simply copy files, or use a thumb drive stored in a safe place. Be sure to keep that storage separate from your device when you're not using it to prevent viruses or malware from getting to it. You're listening to WRDN News.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
The Field of Screams is opening Saturday. This year's theme is Hunted, and visitors can experience scares, screams, and new surprises from things that are nightmare fuel. The Haunted Attraction is supporting organizations here in western Wisconsin, including Feed My People, the Eau Claire County 4-H Older Youth Council, the Pleasant Hill Go-Getter 4-H Club, Warehouse Warriors, and more. This is the event's 14th year, and 150 scare actors are getting ready for opening day. Organizers say the haunted trail is not made for young children. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies heading into your Monday afternoon. Don't be shocked to see a few sprinkles on the windshield. Otherwise, a north breeze and mid-60s. We'll see gradual clearing in the overnight, near 40 for the low, sunshine, upper 60s Tuesday. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 53 at our studios.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
The Brewers are looking to jump out to a 2-0 lead on the Cubs in their best-of-five National League Divisional Series when the two teams score off in Game 2 of their series at AmFam Field tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Aaron Ashby facing Shota Imanaga in the pitching matchup. Brewers won the series opener 9-3 on Saturday, but Christian Yelich said there's a lot more baseball to play.
I don't think anybody's getting complacent. You know, we know it's one game. You know, even if we lost today, it's still one game, and they're a great team. We obviously have a lot of respect for them, and know they have a lot of good players over there, so we know we got to continue to play well the next few games of the series, and you ready to go.
An MRI on Jackson Churio's injured hamstring was inconclusive. Manager Pat Murphy said he doesn't believe the injury is serious, but it could limit Churio. Week 5 of the NFL season wraps up tonight. Monday night football action. Jacksonville playing host to Kansas City. The Bucks play the first of their 4 NBA exhibitions tonight. They're in Miami to take on the Heat. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Your vehicle is one of your largest investments. Extend your vehicle's life with proper maintenance from Riverside Plaza, Durand. Riverside Plaza's ASE certified techs will extend your vehicle's life with oil changes, wheel alignments, tires, and more. As a Napa Car Care Center features a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty on major repairs. Schedule your appointment today at Riverside Plaza, your Napa Car Care Center. Located inside Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
Working as a dedicated Fidelity advisor, I always ask, what's important to you? I'll look at those priorities and goals alongside your full financial picture to build a comprehensive plan designed to help grow and protect your wealth. With proactive portfolio insights and an eye on taxes, I'm here to help you make the most of your money. I'm Laura Maxwell, and I'm a dedicated Fidelity advisor. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Sanchez driving for the round of eight. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
A big day for us here. Let's get it done.
On paper, it's easy. Win and advance. With the truth, it's harder than the road they drive on.
Right on his bumper.
12 drivers remain, hoping to match dreams.
Here they come to the line.
With destiny and claim a cup filled with history. The NASCAR Cup Series playoffs brought to you by Xfinity at the Charlotte Roval. Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on USA.
eBay has reinvented vehicle buying. From click to curb, everything's covered. Ever try to buy a car online and end up in a parking lot with a stranger and some blind trust? That era is over. Now with Secure Purchase, eBay isn't just where you find your car. It's where you buy it, start to finish. Title, financing, registration, delivery, it's all built in. This is the modern way to buy your next ride on eBay. eBay. Things people love. Secure Purchase is powered by Caramel Dealer Services, LLC, an eBay subsidiary.
Five markers under the cut line, Nick Sanchez is close to qualifying for the NASCAR Xfinity Series playoffs round of eight. To increase the pressure, this will be the first outing on the Charlotte Motor Speedway Roval for the big machine racing driver. The 24-year-old plans to focus solely on his goal and not those around him.
I'm not worried about what anyone else is doing, right? I want to go maximize my day. I need to obviously score stage points in both stages somehow. And get a good finish. So I'm going to be on the offense. And I know if I'm running 15th, I don't need someone to tell me the point situation because I can kind of figure it out. So I don't want to be reliant on anyone else to get me into the round of eight but myself.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
When you raise livestock, they have to be fed, but what goes in must also come out. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Manure happens, and you have to decide what to do with all that poo as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. With Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
My most detested chores growing up was cleaning up after our horse and 4-H calves in the barn. I couldn't believe how much poop those creatures would produce on a daily basis.
Angie Rekintz is an extension field agronomist at Iowa State University. She says part of owning livestock on a small farm is knowing the output of each animal. As an example, one 1,100-pound horse will produce about 50 pounds of manure per day. What will you do with the manure? If you have to store it, will you have the space?
Storage can be a stockpile on the ground outside. Storage can happen in the barn itself. For example, like a bedded pack where we keep adding straw or hay to that bedding pack and we might clean it out two or three times a year. Storage might be in an old manure spreader so we can get it land applied. Storage might be in a wheelbarrow. It might be in a couple of old garbage cans. So there's lots of opportunities for storage on small farms.
Rekintz says to get the most for your manure, spread it in fields and gardens as a nutrient source.
We want to make sure that when we're applying it to our gardens, we want to have a composted product, something that's going to reduce possible pathogen transmission to our fruits and vegetable crops in the gardens for anything that's going to be consumed by humans. Anything that's land applied in a crop production field, corn, soybeans, alfalfa, oats, whatever that case may be, can actually go on as a raw manure source.
Maybe you don't have a garden or field. In that case, check with your neighbors to see if they could use the compost. But be considerate. We all know manure stinks, and it's not nice to pile it up on the fence line of their backyard. Find more manure management tips at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts, and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan. You pick your deductible. You even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. Get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. A toll-free number has been established for you to call for your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number to call is 800-260-1679. 800-260-1679. Again, that's 800-260-1679.
56 and down. Again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, November milk steady at 1694. December down 14 to 17 even. January down 10 to 1690. February milk down 10 at 1695. Cheese markets today. Barrels steady at 177. 40-pound blocks down 4 to 175. 7 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 5.5 to 169.5. 6 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 116, 3 trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 63 even. No trades on the day. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly higher today as the market takes a positive close of last Friday and continues to run with support available in the markets. Now, it's worth noting that both choice and select prices were stronger today. If that trend continues, it could lend traders some additional support that they weren't counting on as the box beef prices are higher. Feeder cattle markets moving higher as well. What could become problematic for the market moving forward is the nearby contracts are reaching resistance levels that could pressure traders to turn the contracts lower unless something substantial develops fundamentally. October is commonly referred to as dead calf month at sale barns. That is severe temperature swings and stressful conditions of weaning can be too much for calves, so mixed demand could remain the theme at sales barns over the next few weeks. Seems for hog markets, the support established in the lean hog complex is holding at least somewhat true this week in some of the deferred contracts. Now, it's helpful again today that the morning pork cutout values were higher, demand being robustly strong as the only cut to trading lower was the picnic cutouts, which are down $1.06. October live cattle up 70 cents to 231.72. December up $1.42 to 235.92. February up 202 to 238.85. October feeder cattle up 462 to 361.80. November up 505 to 360.47. January up 505 to 354.70. Meanwhile, October hogs down 30 cents at 98.67, but December up 22 cents to 87.52. February up 47 cents to 89.77. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn futures are relatively flat and quiet train to start the week, with the overall recent range continuing to hold with little fresh news. Early week rains will slow harvest in some areas, with the overall pace likely in line with average. There'll be no crop progress report today due to the government shutdown. Soybean futures are narrowly mixed, with the trade chopping just below nearby resistance, with early light buying fading at times. Harvest should make good progress around the rains. South American weather also looks to be a non-issue into early planting for Brazil. Wheat futures are nearly mixed as well. Some early short covering is faded, with the firmer dollar limiting the buying enthusiasm. Warmer weather should help planting and emergence continuing to catch up. Matif wheat remains on the lower end of the range as well, with light buying somewhat fading. December corn up 1.5 to 420.5. March and May both up 1. March at 436.75. May at 446.25. New crop 26 down 1.25 to 460.5. November beans down 0.5 to 1017.5. January down 0.75 to 1036.25. March down 0.25 to 1052. New crop 26 up 0.5 to 1066.25. October soybean meal down 80 cents to 269.90. October soybean oil up 22 cents to 49.65. Chicago wheat, December down 0.5 to 514.75. March now down 0.75 to 531.75. Minneapolis wheat, December up 0.75 to 516.5. March up 1 to 580.5. Energy markets higher today. November crude oil up 90 cents to 61.78. December up 88 cents to 61.41. Meanwhile, November and December gas up 4 cents. November at 190. December at 184. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services. It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Farm bankruptcies are on the rise in 2025. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Farm bankruptcies are soaring year over year. That, according to the latest data from the U.S. courts. Joe Pfeiffer, attorney with Ag and Business Legal Strategies in Iowa, says the numbers are alarming.
The Administrative Office of the United States Courts points out in the first 6 months of 2025, 181 Chapter 12 bankruptcies were filed nationwide. That's up 57% from what it was in 2024. That's more filings than we had in either 2022 or 2023.
Pfeiffer says the blame for the rise lies in President Trump's tariffs war and the resulting loss of agriculture markets.
Now, China is buying soybeans from Argentina. It's been buying soybeans from Brazil. Once you lose a market like that, the chances of getting it back are really slim because we're no longer viewed as a reliable supplier because of the trade things that are going on.
Not only the financial loss, but Pfeiffer says the emotional strain on farmers is immense. He notes the story of one of his clients.
He's scared. He's afraid of what it's going to be like to tell his wife about it. He's embarrassed because he's brought in family on both sides to help keep the operation running. So he's scared. He's afraid of what are going to people going to think. Am I the failure that lost the family farm?
Pfeiffer says, unfortunately, it's fish or cut bait time for many farmers. He is recommending that they talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney and a tax advisor. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekens.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekens. Kenosha County Sheriff Dave Zorner says a man is suffering from minor injuries Friday after being rescued from a grain bin. The victim was inspecting an auger, then found himself buried in soybeans up to his chest. Officials say he called a family member for help, who then called 911. He was transported to hospital and is expected to be okay. Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation President Brad Olson issued the following statement regarding the introduction of Assembly Bill 448, legislation which would allow Wisconsin Farm Bureau to provide members with a unique and affordable health coverage plan option that is currently operated by state farm bureaus in 14 other states. He says that rising health costs coverage are a very real challenge for farm families, so much so that it has had an impact on farm succession plans in our state. The cost of health coverage is a limiting factor when it comes to people returning to the farm, stating agriculture businesses or even keeps farms from running. WFBF is asking for a one-off exemption from state insurance regulations to allow the existing model offered only by state farm bureaus to be permitted to operate here in Wisconsin. He said Farm Bureau is uniquely positioned to provide benefits to people who don't have employer-sponsored coverage and may typically be income ineligible for federal incentives under the Affordable Care Act. The FDA recently conditionally approved Dexcomax CA1 injectable solution for the prevention and treatment of New World screwworm larval infestations and the prevention of NWS reinfestation for 21 days. We understand the urgency in which America's farmers and ranchers are asking for tools to fight New World screwworm, said FDA Commissioner Marty Marquet. Today's conditional approval, the first in the U.S. for NWS, shows our dedication to rapidly advancing important animal medications when they are needed the most. Now, we're making the treatment available to cattle producers immediately while the sponsor collects the data needed for a full approval. President Trump is considering a massive aid program for U.S. farmers, according to multiple outlets, floating the potentially tariff-funded idea as the agriculture industry navigates low commodity prices and high operating costs. The aid package could provide $10 billion or more for U.S. farmers. That, according to the Wall Street Journal, which cited unnamed people familiar with the discussions, who said the money could start being distributed in the coming months. Officials are evaluating how money made from tariffs could supplement farmer payments. Official details of the bailout are scarce, though Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent told CNBC that information regarding substantial support for farmers would be released this week. Trump told reporters in the Oval Office last week his administration would provide some of that tariff money to farmers who, quote, are for a little while going to be hurt until the tariffs kick into their benefits, unquote. The partial government shutdown that began last week will halt some payments to farmers and delay access to federal farm loans.
That's the latest blow for producers already facing low crop prices, record high debt, and a trade war at the height of the fall harvest, reported Reuters. Last week, the scope of the shutdown's potential impact to U.S. farmers was beginning to emerge. Even short interruptions in payments could deepen farmers' economic turmoil. It costs money to run those combines, said Chad Hart, agricultural economist with Iowa State University. The shutdown affects the processing of farm loans and making payments to farmers, including billions of dollars in disaster aid contained in President Trump's tax cut and spending bill. The USDA has stopped issuing weather-related disaster payments, accepting and processing farm loans, providing technical assistance for conservation programs, and other agency work. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Celebrate National Co-op Month with Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services, your Touchstone Energy partner, your source for power and information.
Expect cooler and drier air through the middle of the week in our ag weather forecast, as humidities will be low to moderate, but winds will be much lighter than we've had in recent days. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, a chance of showers this afternoon, highs 60 to 65, relative humidities at 48 to 53%, north winds at 5 to 8. We'll see about 4 hours of sunshine. Tonight becoming mostly clear, lows 37 to 42, relative humidities at 85 to 90%, northwest winds at 5 to 7. Tomorrow's sunshine, high 62 to 67, relative humidities at 36 to 41%, west winds at 5 to 9. We'll see about 11 hours of sunshine. Wednesday, sunny, high 60 to 65. Thursday, sunny, high 65 to 70. Friday, sunny, high 65 to 70. Saturday, sunny, warmer, high 70 to 75. And for Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, highs 70 to 75.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Don't rock the jukebox. Wanna hear some Jones. 'Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't jukebox, play me a country song. Before you drop that quarter, keep one thing in mind. You got a heartbroken hillbilly standing here in line. I've been down and lonely ever since she left. Before you punch that number, could I make one request? Don't rock the jukebox. I wanna hear some Jones. 'Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox. Play me a country song. Ain't got nothing against rock and roll, but when your heart's been broken and you saw it slow, there ain't nothing like a steel guitar drown a memory. Before you spend your money, baby, play a song for me. And don't rock the jukebox. Wanna hear George Jones, 'cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel play me a country song. Get on rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Beautiful girls tell me goodbye. Trucks break down, dogs run off. Politicians lie, been fired by the boss. It takes one hand to count the things I can count on. No, there ain't much man that ain't ever let me down.
For local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I'm gonna live, laugh, and love just for today. Gonna take all the trouble that tomorrow might bring and put it away. Drink every drop of happiness till they cover me up. I'm gonna live, gonna laugh, gonna love. I got a buddy that wakes up worrying about stocks and bonds. He's up and he's down and he only smiles when the market's strong. I spend my whole week's wages at the dance on Saturday night. I won't ever grow a portfolio, but hey, that's alright. The trouble that tomorrow might bring and put it away. Gonna drink every drop of happiness till they cover me up. I'm gonna live, gonna laugh, gonna love.
cabin in the country and the tin roof rattles when the rain comes down. Where the wind through the pine helps me unwind while the world goes round. I got a woman that fills my heart so full that it overflows. And how it gets any better than this, brother, I don't know. Take all the trouble that tomorrow might bring and put it away. Gonna drink every drop of happiness till they cover me up. I'm gonna live, gonna laugh, gonna
forget them, 'cause I love you more than a California sunset. I love you more than a $20 sundress. Hate that loaded down car you got your keys in, girl, but I hate even more that you're leaving. 'Cause I love you more than a film when the bass hits the hook, when the guy gets the girl at the end of the book.
town. Love you more than my hometown. Love you more, baby, love you more.
Hear that sizzle? Hear Country Fry. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDM.
I got smoke in my hair, my clothes thrown everywhere. Woke up in my rocking chair.
Started calling it round.
can stand together on the solid rock of trust. They could be a million miles from each other and still be side by side in love. I wanna love you like that forever. I've got a big love, wild and free, room to grow as big as your dreams, deep as a river in a raging flood, as endless as the stars above.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Senate is back in session.